Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
How do I find out what company this was for? Some lady I was just talking to, she must have been drunk because she was not normal.
Well, there's no problem. If you would, could you tell me your zip code, please?
58078.
That was 58078. Who I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Christina Lelm.
All right, Ms. Lim, could you verify your shipping address?
5108 2nd Street East in West Fargo, North Dakota.
Hold for one moment as I access the account. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Lime. It seems that a couple of days ago you made a purchase for a smartwatch online. Is that correct?
No. No, you need to credit me back. No.
So, Ms. Lime, you don't remember paying shipping and handling for $574?
No. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone in your household who could have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No, nobody in the house needs a smartwatch. A smartwatch. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. What I will do is
we didn't get no smartwatch in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. So, just verifying, no one in your house could have made this purchase.
No.
Okay, ma'am. What I will do is cancel the account and transfer you to our fire department so we can begin an investigation and see who used your account with your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware, we take credit card fraud very seriously and we'll prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $574.
No.
All right, hold for one moment as I cancel that account and note it and transfer you to our fire department.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. I'm almost finished. Just hold for one moment, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have that account notated, and I'm about to transfer you to our fraud department. I hope that we get to the bottom of this. I do thank you for contacting customer support.